Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and you're on Woke with Anthony. Everybody, thanks for tuning in today. And today, I just kind of want to talk about cigarettes. Cigarettes are yummy. No, I'm just joking. No, but, you know, in this instance, what I mean by talking about cigarettes is kind of going through things. I feel like we live in a society that I believe we shame a lot of things, and cigarettes should definitely, like, I mean, I don't do cigarettes, you know, I don't really care about people that do, you know, I kind of wish they wouldn't do them in front of restaurants and stuff, hate the smell, but either way, you know, if you smoke cigarettes, you know, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, these people, oh, you gotta die sometime, I don't really get that either, because I just feel like, you know, the people that I know that smoke cigarettes, you know, they want to get off of them, but then they get all these withdrawals and just not very healthy. So, but I am in agreement that there are things that people do, then they don't shame, that affects you almost in the same way. So I can see where those cigarette people's coming from, but, you know, then again, you know, it's still a bad habit. It's a really bad habit. There's just so many chemicals and so many things just going on with, like, within that cigarette, and I just feel like I thought people would have learned their lesson by now, and, you know, just the smoke and, you know, the e-cigarettes aren't any better, and the vapes are even worse, and, you know, the black miles are worse, and the jewels are even worse. And so, you know, these people, they continue to try and get off of it, but then they go to this, you know, this craft that just blows, you know, chemical smoke. You know, they're like, oh, well, at least it's not cigarettes, but it's actually doing the same thing. And, you know, we just go on this cycle because we can't change the, you know, we can't change our habits. And, yeah, like anything, you know, anything you do really sucks. You know, or that you're trying to quit, you know, things that aren't bad for you. But what I am getting to is a lot of people, you know, they'll say, oh, this about cigarettes and, you know, drugs are bad. You know, don't do the heroin and the crack cocaine and the mushrooms. And that stuff's a little bit extreme, so yeah. But, you know, when they just talk about, you know, when mainly it's cigarettes, you know, you see the anti-cigarette commercials, you know, who the cigarette commercial actually plays for them, because they're like, ah, oh, people smoking cigarettes, they're going to be addicted, so whatever. But it's what else we're addicted to. Food. Like, in America, we cannot break this, and I'm pretty sure it's in other places too, maybe, but not as bad. But it's just like, we're all just fat. And some of you are like, yeah, speak for yourself. Yeah, I'm not talking to you guys, but I'm just talking to, like, most Americans are fat. It's somewhere around 40% is, like, overweight or something. Might be a lower number than that. And then, like, you know, 60% are obese, or maybe it's opposite. It's, like, 60% overweight and then, like, 30 or 40% is obese. But either way, you know, we're just kind of all freaking fat, man. And this is because we're just really eating crap that we shouldn't be eating. And then our body craves this crap food. Like, it's not even real food. So, like, I don't know. If somebody can tell me what the hell's in a friggin' McDonald's hamburger, that'd be nice. You know, reach out to the show. Reach out to me on social media. You know, just somebody kind of tell me what the hell is in a hamburger or a chicken nugget. Because I know that stuff's not real food. But either way, a lot of us don't really see, you know, they talk about these drugs and the, oh, the cigarettes are going to cause cancer and, you know, they're doing this and that. But they don't understand just, you know, the disease of just being overweight. You know, overweight, like being overweight and being obese can cause so many different diseases. You know, it's crazy. And, you know, also just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're healthy either. We get that. You know, because, you know, there's skinny people with diabetes and crap. Because you just eat junk food and, you know, even if you don't have diabetes, you know, there may be some other underlying issues. You know, just different problems in your body because you're not giving it the proper nutrition. And it just seems like all we want to do is eat. You know, when we go on vacation, it's not like, oh, you know, let's go on vacation and let's go hiking or let's go for a walk around, you know, whatever place we're at. And I'm pretty sure you do that. But then you go and you have one of these dinners, you know, and it's like, you know, 5,000-6,000 calorie dinner. And then you go and have a breakfast and you have like a 4,000 calorie breakfast. And it's just like, we're just so obsessed with food in this freaking country. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're telling you that, you know, the cigarettes are bad and the drugs are bad. But nobody's telling you that food's bad. I mean, because, you know, I guess when you think about it, you know, the commercials, the Taco Bells and the McDonald's and the Burger Kings, you know, because most, you know, most people, they come and, you know, they sit down after work or something. And then all they see is freaking Burger King commercials and McDonald's commercials. And they sit down and they go, ooh, man, that looks good. Honey, go buy some McDonald's. Get me one of them there Big Macs. And you know, I heard it was a study, like, it takes like, you know, it takes like 7.5 miles to run off a Big Mac or something like that. And even I believe that might be like a false statement because I don't know if you can actually run off something that just doesn't really digest in your body. So I'm not sure what the hell it does in your body. You know, I'm not a biologist. I'm not a, you know, a physiologist. Like, I don't know, whoever the people that study anatomy and physiology. But I'm not one of those people. But I do know that they have run tests and not even the environment can break down a cheeseburger. So I can just imagine what your body can, like, what your body can't do to it. So, you know, when we're talking about that cigarette, you know, oh, people smoking cigarette, oh, you're going to die. You know, and it may be true. You know, and that's just like anything. And I'm not making cigarettes less bad than they are either, because I do believe cigarettes are just not good for you. Probably really, really bad for you. So, and I just, like, you know, I just don't like cigarettes. I've never tried a cigarette, but, you know, like, I know people that smoke cigarettes and, you know, I don't have anything against them. Just like I know people who eat McDonald's all day and I know people who drink all day. And I just, you know, it's not really, like, I can't make a decision for you anyway. So, you, like, these things you're just going to have to learn on your own. So, yeah, I just pretty much, I leave it at that. But either way, a lot of people, like, they don't look at, you know, they never look in the mirror. They never look at the bigger problems. And, you know, the biggest problem is that everybody in our society is friggin', in our society, is friggin' fat. And it just really, like, it's really crazy that, you know, it, all of the, like, all of these things, you know, that we come across, all these things that we see online, you know, and in TV, social media, you know, people trying to sell you something and, you know, it's whether it's a freaking Mountain Dew or, you know, a Whopper or Big Mac or, you know, one of those quesadilla things from Taco Bell, which I'm sure is not real meat either. So, but I don't know. I just feel like you guys have to, you know, wake up and just understand, you know, this is, I feel like society is just, you know, like the bigger companies, they're like, oh, hey, you know, look at this, you know, look at this. And it's like, oh, you know, there's all these studies that, you know, they do these studies where people smoke cigarettes and they get cancer and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, now you have, you know, some of these things, you know, there's forks over knives and stuff, but some of that stuff, most of that stuff is just people trying to convert you. They're like, almost like freaking cults. You know, it's just like, oh, you know, come over here. You know, veganism is the best way. Or come over here. You know, this keto thing's got it going on. Or come over here. Intermittent fasting is, you know, it's all the crave. And everything's just like, you know, everything's still involved around eating. But, you know, like, what it really comes down to is whenever you're at a caloric deficit, you're going to lose weight. But, you know, it doesn't mean you're, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to be healthy. Because, you know, if you ate, you know, 2 cupcakes a day, you're going to lose weight because, you know, you're going to still be at a caloric deficit. But you're going to be really unhealthy. Some guy, I remember I was watching some doctor, he had tried that. And he was very, you know, he lost a lot of weight. But he was, I just couldn't imagine eating 2 cupcakes a day. That just doesn't seem like something you want to do. But, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, it's like, oh, you shame the people with the cigarettes. But it's like, yo, man, you're like 400 pounds, you know, you're 400-500 pounds. And, you know, like, you're not smoking cigarettes, but, you know, you can't stay off of that Big Mac, so I don't know. Maybe that friggin' person smoking that cigarette might be in front of you, dog. Because that just, you know, because there's so many things that happens when you are that overweight and you're just not eating real food. And we just eat entirely too much. It used to be, you know, you had to, like, I wasn't around and freaking when they were hunting lions and shit. But I do know at some point they had to go get their food. You know, they had to hunt. So, you know, they were hunting the boars and the, I don't know what the hell they hunted, man. But, you know, the deer, I guess, you know, but they were hunting some shit and they had to hunt to eat. You know, if you didn't friggin' find something on your hunt, you didn't eat. And so, you know, they go all day without eating, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe even days. I don't know, you know, maybe eat some veggies or whatever. But we just, like, you know, we go freaking 2 hours without eating. And then, you know, people's like, oh my gosh, my blood sugar's dropping. Oh my gosh, I'm starting to feel faint. Like, are we kidding right now? Like, 2 hours? We can't go 2 hours without eating? Guys, we need to break this chain with food. Gosh, and I saw one of these memes. It was freaking hilarious. And another thing, it was, you know, I guess people shaming people that eat McDonald's. And the meme was like, oh, well, how about that relationship, McStupid ass bitch? And I was dying. Absolutely hilarious. Whoever came up with that, freaking bravo. Absolutely hilarious. And so I was thinking about that. That's another thing that's bad for you. You know, relationships. You know, different friendships. You know, if it's that, you know, if it's bad for you like that, you need to get out. You need to really get out of that relationship. You know, and that's what it, that's just what it really comes down to. Because the stress is not going to be worth it. You know, the always screaming. That's, you know, that's all, you know, the stress is almost as bad as that cigarette and that freaking McDonald's hamburger as well. So, you know, you have to, I just feel like if it's not good for you, you need to get rid of it. You know, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be super hard. People are so scared of hard. I feel like if it's not hard, it's not worth doing. Because, you know, biggest risk equals big reward. You know, small risk, small reward. But what it really comes down to is the fact that we're just doing a bunch of unhealthy stuff. You know, and whether that's, you know, that's smoking cigarettes, you know, doing drugs, such as some of the big drugs like crack and heroin. And please don't do those. I mean, I can imagine those are just really bad. But, you know, for right now, I'm just talking about cigarettes because it seems, you know, a lot more people do cigarettes and it's going to be like It's more of one of those overtime type things. And, you know, you have yellow teeth and you freaking, you know, like you get the cravings afterwards. You know, if you can't miss a second without having a cigarette. You got to take like 4 breaks a day just to smoke a cigarette because you're stressed in a job where you don't really do anything. Like, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you guys. But, you know, then it's the same thing with food, guys. You know, like we talk about these cigarette people, you know, it's the same thing with food. Like, you can't go 2 hours without food, man. Come on. It's because most of us, like, you know, most of us, and I'll say most of you, because I freaking drink like 1.5 gallons of water a day. So I'm definitely not going to let, I'm not going to take this one. But most of America just are mostly dehydrated. They said it was somewhere around 45% of America that just walk around super dehydrated. And guys, that's obviously a big number. And they didn't take a survey of everybody in America. So we understand how those numbers could be, you know, flawed and things like that. But, you know, even if they took 1 million people, you know, that's still a very large number of people that are just like seriously like super dehydrated. So, you know, that's one of the things. But, you know, so first, you know, cigarettes, bad for you. You know, shouldn't do them, all the chemicals, long-term effects, you know, the yellow teeth, the withdrawal symptoms, which I heard are really not good. But, you know, with food, it's the same, the food is the same way. You know, I guess, you know, people freaking, you know, they don't have a Coke and they just start to lose their minds. And it's like, I can imagine like having withdrawals from a Coke is somewhere around the same thing as having, you know, withdrawals from a cigarette. And, you know, that's really just not good. I don't even understand how you can like compare those two. But nowadays, you know, it's crazy because they're making food that we just cannot digest and is not good for us. And third, that relationship that you're in, that friendship that you're in, you know, and these bonds that you create over, you know, this period of life, you know, we really need to be careful of those because, you know, some of those cause you way too much stress, whether that's, you know, trying to be, you know, excellent for a parent, like trying to do everything you can to succeed, you know, because your parents want you to, or living up to some expectations that your friends around you set, or, you know, just your wife having, your wife or your spouse or your significant other having just like a different expectation of, you know, what life was going to be like with, you know, together. Guys, we just need to knock this out. If anything is causing you stress, you know, if you have to, you know, if you can't go hours and hours without eating, you know, I started intermittent fasting. And so sometimes I go anywhere from 16 to 24 hours without eating every day. And, you know, depending on what fast, whether I'm doing the 5-2 or the 16-8, it just really depends on what week I'm on. But, you know, I just, like, I do these things, and it's really broke my chain with food. So, if you are looking into intermittent fasting, I would definitely, you know, I would say that was the biggest thing. It kind of, you know, I don't really, like, I don't really crave food like I used to. And sometimes, you know, like the only time I tell you when I do crave food is when I'm dehydrated. But that's pretty much it. You know, if I'm not dehydrated and, you know, I can just go time, you know, if I'm like, you know, I'm focused on something else. And maybe that's what you guys need to do as well. You need to focus on something else. Because if you're not focused, you know, if you're not focused on something else, then, you know, all you are thinking about food, and you're probably sitting down, you know, you're probably watching commercials, or, you know, if you're at work, you have nothing else to think about. You're sitting in your office and all you can think about are those chips that you brought from home, or, you know, like whatever fast food restaurant you're going to go to so you can savor your hunger. But that's not how it should be, guys. We need to be focused on more things. I believe that's also the key. You know, when you're just bored, and I feel like Americans, when you're just bored, you eat. You know, you're bored watching TV. You're bored at work. You're bored while you're driving home. And then, you know, snacking on chips and stuff. And just eating really for no reason. Like, 2 hours, you know. And now, I look at the people, you know, and I was, guys, and trust me, I was just like that, man. You know, I was like, oh, 2 hours, you know, I'm getting super freaking hungry now. And, you know, I'd be looking for, you know, just something to snack on. And, you know, then the 2 hours would pass again, and I'd be like, oh, you know, and by this time, you know, I freaking, like, all I've done today is eat. But, you know, and then you start getting withdrawals. But now, man, I can't even, like, after, you know, fasting, dude, my brain is so clear. I just, like, I can actually do things. I can get things done. I can think clearly. And it's helped me. It's really helped me break my chain with food. And so, you know, I can see, and I can go over there. I can see a cookie. I can see a piece of pie. You know, I'm a sugar guy. So, and I can just walk past it, man, because whatever sensation, you know, whatever in your body is telling you to grab that, you got to think about, you really have to think about what the, you know, what the outcome is going to be. You know, after, like, I've never had a piece of, like, pie or cake or cookies, and then afterwards just felt like doing something. Just felt like, you know, going out to work out, or, you know, I always feel like crap. Just straight up crap. And I don't know what you people feel after a cigarette, or you feel something, you know, but I can only imagine that it's not a whoopoo, let's go do something kind of feeling. You know, and over time, man, that stuff breaks down, and the stress level, so the depression and the anxiety and just the stress of being in relationships also kill you. You know, and these are not things that are just going to be automatic. These are things that are done long term. So, you know, if I'm going to leave you with anything, I would say just, you know, be more conscious and understand that, you know, just because the people on TV aren't saying, oh, you know, you need to be careful for what you eat or, you know, what you do to your body, doesn't mean you don't need to be careful. And because all the people on TV, they get paid to, you know, they get paid for that. You know, they want you to go out and grab a McDonald's, Burger King, or, you know, Wendy's burger. They want you to go grab one of those, like, you know, diarrhea tacos from Taco Bell. That's, you know, that's what they, that, like, that's what they're trying to do, because that's how they make money. So, you know, with that being said, we need to be able to control ourselves, you know, in the environments that, like, that we're in, and understand that, you know, cigarettes are bad, but food is also bad. And at this point, you know, I guess you got to look to food as, like, the number one killer, you know, like, because, you know, cancer, and, you know, not all people get cancer from cigarettes, like, just cigarettes. So, you know, about the, you know, the diabetes and all the heart disease and the chronic illnesses are, you know, like, what are really killing people as well. So, you know, both of them are to blame in, you know, this hellhole that we call our planet. But, you know, you got to take a look at all of it. You got to take a look at the stress in your life, you know, the people that are, and to be honest, you know, people shouldn't cause you stress. You know, they usually do, but if you're looking for somebody around you not to cause you stress, then you're going to be in trouble. So you have to, you know, you got to meditate. You got to find different, you know, different spiritual outlets. And I'm not saying you have to go join a religion or something, but you do need that spiritual, you do need that spiritual bond, because, you know, you just need to be one, like, you need to be one with yourself. And, you know, I'm a Christian, so, you know, I definitely, you know, I look spiritually when I have to dig down deep. and, you know, just pull something out and not have my environment control me. You know, I want to be, you know, I want to be in control of, you know, the bad thing, you know, the bad things that come our way. Because in the end, you know, it's not like bad stuff's going to always happen, you know, but it's not the stuff that happens. It's how you react to it. And, you know, that goes anywhere. And in this case, the stress, the, you know, the food, the cigarettes, it's just all bad. It's not good for your body. And you do need to find a way to manage it. And you need to find your way. Like something, you know, because basically how I got, you know, out of just this rut was, you know, looking at certain, like, and it was looking at certain videos, but, you know, looking at them with a lot of skepticism, but understanding that, you know, like some of these foods and these different chemicals and the smoking is not, you know, it's not going to be good for you. And you have to understand that it's not, you know, a lot of that stuff's not good for you, but you also have to find the reason why, you know, the reason why it's bad. Because basically, you know, I just said, you know, brain health, you know, whenever you are fat and your brain actually shrinks. So overweight people have a smaller brain than normal people. Which normal, I mean, you know, normal size people that are within their size range. Also, you know, you're more at risk for heart disease and diabetes. You obviously can't move as well. And then as your body starts to deteriorate under all of that weight, you know, that happens too. So I just felt like, you know, I just took all of those things and like, no, that's not going to be me. And, you know, so I was just like, that's not going to be me. And I want to change my life right now. And so, you know, now I say, you know, I've been on my journey, you know, and this journey never ends. So, you know, even when I get to my weight, like the journey's still not going to be over, because, you know, to get to it is one thing, but to maintain it is another. And we all know that. And so, guys, just be more aware of what you're doing. You know, all this, you know, the food's killing you, the cigarettes are killing you, the drugs are killing you, you know, and it's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to kill you one time, it's not going to kill you twice, but during, like, on this long road that we call life, you know, you will face your bumps and bruises, and, you know, you just don't want it to be from something that you could have prevented. And that's really what I want to leave you with. Guys, thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. You can go follow me on Twitter at KingNewton1077. Facebook, Anthony King Newton. And my website, way2woke.com. That's W-A-Y, the number 2, W-O-K-E.com. Thank you guys for listening. My name is your host, Anthony Newton. I mean, it's not your host, Anthony Newton. I'm your host. Either way, guys, stay woke, my friends. I'm out.